Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, wrapping up the holiday weekend. We're dealing with some locally heavy rainfall and lots of heat looking ahead. The only watches tonight are for the Dakotas with severe thunderstorms, but lots of other areas now settling down. Like WMAL in D.C. had severe thunderstorm warnings earlier and marine warnings along the Florida Atlantic coast. Plus, red flag warnings continue for fire weather danger out west in the Great Basin and for Utah and Colorado. No more flooding rains in California right now. Air quality alerts in the Midwest. So, what's your weather tomorrow? No needed rain for those western wildfires and too much rain for the east, especially the southeast. A deep trough of low pressure is pushing back onshore Monday with tropical downpours from East Texas all the way to South Carolina, plus some embedded thunder included. Not worried about the tropical part of this big rainmaker, but more worried about flash flooding. There's also rain in the central Appalachians up to New York City, and severe weather continues on the northern plains tomorrow, pushing moderate rains into the western lakes. Rest of the Great Lakes should be dry, and now we're going to deal with summer heat. That Omega heat ridge we talked about last weekend, that will reappear starting tomorrow into Texas. Plus, we've got some tropical news, and that's leading off our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, prayers to your mom, John. John's mother is fighting cancer. I know she'll beat it because she's tough. She'd have to be tough to raise John. Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. And this is our time. This is when you and I are alone in the media room known as the car or the 18-wheeler. We get to be alone. I'm 14 inches from this microphone. You're 14 inches from the speaker. This is the most intimate medium. But most importantly, I am live. And in moments, you and I will get a chance to talk. I do the show for the opportunity to talk with you. But I have to tell you, this is it, isn't it? I mean, this, we have very few sweet spots in our life where we can look back on something we just did and get ahead and have a little privacy and a little silence. And this is one of them. You just got off the beach or away from the lake. I hope you caught something other than the virus and a sunburn. This is that time. But every now and then, during the week, when we're left alone, we're faced with this unbelievable reality. Wait, what's that? Wait. There's this light coming toward us, like it's a train, like there's a train coming toward us. And we can't seem to get out of the way of it. It's not stopping. It's continuing to come to us. And then blinding light in our windshield, blinding light in our windshield. Oh my gosh, this is it. This is the life. This is what you got. The man you're with, that guy, he's not going to get any skinnier. The woman, her breasts aren't going to get any higher. This is it. The best news you've got is if you don't have a sunburn. Those kids are sticky in the back seat. They're going to be sticky tomorrow. From the minute a kid turns about 3 until they go to college, they're sticky. Wipe your mouth. Get that off of your mouth. There's always something dripping. Popsicle sticks under the seat. And then they want money. I got to go to the mall. They always want money. This is your life, buddy. This is your life, young lady. What are you going to do about that? This is where we are. Now, my much younger, very beautiful wife came home today from being with her sister for a week. She was with her sister in their estate. Her sister has an estate in Connecticut. How do you know it's an estate? Well, in Connecticut, an estate means they have a finished barn. They have a finished barn with air conditioning and an upstairs and a downstairs. No kitchen. No, that's in the main house. I don't have a main house. I have a house. But my sister-in-law has a main house and a barn and a pool. And so my wife's been there for a week. I have been in heaven. I decided to stay in heaven in a house alone. To me, there's nothing more beautiful than a house in the summer when no one else is there with you except where you're by yourself. And you get up and you walk to the corners of the house and you go, and it has that summer smell, not spoiled by other people with their ribs and their sticky. My wife comes home today with she's 14 now. No, she's 15, with the 15-year-old and the 17-year-old and the 8-year-old. She walks in the house, and does she say, I love you, we missed you, great to see you? No, none of that. Instead, what she says, and I want to know what you think I should do, she first words out of her mouth were, oh, this cat, the house smells of cat litter. Now, here's a fact. I had changed both litter boxes yesterday, dumped them all out, put in all new litter, scooped them today. There may have been some remnant odor from the hamster cage. Nothing stinks like a hamster. But I had dumped all that out too. I had scrubbed down this house, and then I had hired help. I hired a guy to come in and help me to clean it up. They walk in the house. And they go, oh, what is that smell? What is that smell? They didn't say, we love you, Daddy. We love you, Walter. It's great to see you. Haven't seen you in a week. Missed you. Can't wait to talk to you. Look forward to telling you what's been going on. None of that. I got none of that. The 15-year-old runs upstairs. The 17-year-old runs upstairs. My wife runs into the bathroom, which is her hobby. And then my 8-year-old is the only one who goes, hope you have a nice show, Daddy. That's the only one. She's getting all the money. The 8-year-old is getting all of the money. I'm going to share with you the two stupidest stories I have seen in months. These stories are so insane, I can't believe it. That's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Tragedy in the fish room. I'll tell my tale of woe later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Relax. Isn't that what you deserve? After this weekend, after this long weekend with relatives you don't like, it's time to relax. And you can do that with CBD products from CBDistillery.com. That's what I do. I order CBD Distillery products regularly because they work. Well, what are CBD products? These are products made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant. They are extracted in professional labs, purified, and then sent to you perfectly packaged. Now, you can get these CBD products in oils, creams, salves, capsules. And their new capsule formula of CBD Relax products will help you relax. They're beautifully packaged, they're made great, and they're purified and tested. Hundreds of thousands of people have used these products and are very satisfied with them. These products don't require a prescription. They're not from a doctor. They're totally legal. And in my case, they work. Now, I have a little joint pain. That can happen at some point. There's no joke there. I have a little joint pain. And I put the CBD salve on my joint pain, and it does not go away in a day or an hour or a week. It goes away instantly. That's my experience. I put the CBD oil creams on my joint pain, on my fingers, and on my feet, my flat feet, and the pain goes away instantly. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I use CBDistillery.com products. Please go to the website right now, CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter, and that way you get a very significant discount. I'm not allowed by federal law to tell you what it is, but go and check it and see what it is and order the products, and then I get credit for sharing this information with you, and you get the relief you deserve. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I've got bad news for you. The filthiest thing you own is in your pocket. It's filled with virus germs and bacteria. It's your telephone. Well, think about your telephone. You put it on counters. You hand it to your messy kids. Your kids hand it to their friends. They play games on it all day. Germs are all over that phone. With the Clean Phone, and that's the name of the product, the Clean Phone,
It uses UVC light technology. That's the same technology used in hospitals to keep our first responders safe. Now you can sanitize your phone, earbuds, jewelry, credit cards, even car and house keys in minutes, killing 99.9% of the bacteria and viruses. The clean phone comes with a 2-day shipping guarantee. This is a beautiful box. Where do you get it? You go to thenewdealshop.com and order the clean phone. Please use the promo code Walter in the drop box for free shipping.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, there's Keith Mortensen and his 18-wheeler. All my 18-wheeler friends driving across the country on the July 4th weekend. This is the best time to drive, isn't it? There are very few four-wheelers. People aren't going to bother you. Roads are calm. It's beautiful. And this is great weather. We have fantastic weather this weekend. I love the fact that you listen to Sterling on Sunday. And I'm live. There's nothing else you can listen to that's live, is there? You can listen to Best of Dead Plant, or you can listen to, something boring. Everything else is boring. The worst live radio is better than any recorded radio. I'll repeat that. The worst live radio is better than any recorded radio. And in the spoken word, there's no such thing as best of. No such thing. Because if the purpose of the show is to take phone calls, listening to pre-recorded phone calls and not you having had the ability to call in is a joke. It's like the dead fish. You're listening to dead fish. Hold that thought. If you ever hear a talk show saying best of, it's not. It means they're cowards. It means they didn't want to invest one penny on a live show. And here I am on a Sunday night, Walter Sterling, off the air, a very famous radio executive who they all know. And most of them have come to for jobs. Payback put Sterling on Sunday on not one of your radio stations. Well, you know, Walter, we can put it on. We'll see if it fits in. Let me help you. It doesn't fit in. That's why I do it. That's why it's successful. This show is a success on KDKA, KMOX, WPHT, David Yagdaroff, 1210 WPHT. David, I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All of these big, giant 50,000-watt radio stations, the reason they air it is because it doesn't fit in. Wouldn't it go perfectly on KOB in Albuquerque? I think so. It would go perfectly on WRKO in Boston, a station I programmed for years. I know where this works. That's why this show works. There are two incredibly stupid stories I can't believe. I got this out of KMBZ in Kansas City. KMBZ FM. FM in Kansas City. You ready? What I'm about to read to you is absolutely true. I apologize for reading. I'll only do a sentence. I'm not one of these a-holes who reads for 3 hours. A weekly Kansas newspaper whose publisher is a county Republican Party chairman, that's stupid, posted a cartoon comparing the Democratic governor's order requiring people to wear masks in public to the roundup and murder of millions of Jews during the Holocaust. The cartoon in the Anderson County Review's Facebook page depicts Governor Laura Kelly wearing a mask with the Jewish Star of David on it, next to a drawing of people being loaded onto train cars. Its caption is, quote, "Lockdown Laura says, put on your mask and step onto the cattle car." The newspaper posted the cartoon Friday, the day that Kelly's mask order took effect. The newspaper's owner and publisher said in an email to the AP that he plans to publish the cartoon in the newspaper Tuesday. Mr. Hicks' decision to publish anti-Semitic imagery is deeply offensive, and he should remove it immediately, says Kelly. All right, now, this is in Kansas. Here's the law. I'm going to give you the social etiquette, the social media law. There are two things you must never do. You must never wear blackface, ever, under any conditions, at any time. It's never funny. It never works, and it does not age well. It never occurred to me in my life. I never sat around with a bunch of guys and said, hey, you know what, guys, let's do a funny bit in blackface. Never occurred to me. And I ain't no saint, buddy. I ain't no saint, but I would never do it. I wouldn't even know where to get it. How the heck do you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? It doesn't end well. The other thing you never do is compare anything to the Holocaust. You compare nothing to the Holocaust in Germany during World War II. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing comes close to that. And God help us that nothing ever does. Ever, 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 ever. But a governor saying, wear masks so you don't make other people sick, falls short of getting on a cattle car to be killed. There's no comparison. There is no comparison. There is no comparison. If they want to compare, you have to wear a mask. Why don't you compare it to something in our world, in our culture, such as you have to drive 55. Stupid. You have to register your car. Stupid. You have to get your car inspected every 3 years. Really dumb. Greedy. You have to pay city sales tax, state income tax, federal income tax. You get penalized if you don't pay the federal income tax. All of those things you can compare, you have to wear a mask to. All of those are horrible things. You have to pay a toll when you go across the Dan Ryan, when you pay a $23 toll when you go across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Who came up with that? You stand by. It's going to be a $23 toll. What? For what? A bridge that was built 50 years ago? Are you crazy? Compare it to those forced issues. My kid has to go to school 10 months a year. Why? Why is that? You can't teach fourth grade math in, say, 6 or 7 months. I bet you could. I bet if you really focused in on it, you could. I can't say to a woman at work, hey, you look great today. Oh, my God. 400 hours of sensitivity training. 400 hours of sensitivity training. Bad movies in the conference room. And for you, bad movies in the conference room. Get into that conference room and watch the bad movies about how you must be sensitive. How you must be sensitive. Same woman wants to be chairman of the board, but she can't say, what do you mean? What do you mean I look great today? Screw you. Leave me alone. She can't do that. These things confuse us. All right. That's the first stupid story. Those are the two rules. Do nothing in blackface ever. And compare nothing to the Holocaust the rest of your life. Because nothing could ever come close to that horror. Did you know? I just learned this about the Holocaust. I study the Holocaust because I always look for the horror to end, to see how horrible can it be, and it never ends. And I also try to see somewhere in there, how did this happen? How did this happen? But there's another piece of it. Every time I study it, I find out something I didn't know. Did you know that before those poor doomed people got on those cattle cars and onto those trains, they had to pay for that passage? Their last pennies went to getting on the car, passage on. Those were private trains. Those were private company trains that the government of Germany commandeered. And they made those people pay their last pennies. $8 for an adult, $6 for a kid, $4 or nothing for a toddler. Can you imagine? Then the other stupid story, that Maxwell Madam, allegedly, of Jeffrey Epstein, who corralled these poor underage girls. Here's the story. They say that she is prepared to snitch on big names to save herself. Now, this is the stupidest story out this week. It says that she had help from Israeli intelligence services and Leslie Wexler, who has given millions to Israel by Prince Andrew, President Clinton, and even to President Trump, who was well known to be an acquaintance of her and Epstein. All right, so she was surrounded by all these big names. And guess what? If you live in Palm Beach, if you live in Palm Springs, if you're on the Upper East Side, you're going to run into all these people. I don't take a lot into that. Here's what I can't believe. She was on a $1 million estate. Huge. She was on a huge estate. Huge estate for a year. And then they're saying she might go for a plea bargain now. She might work on this. Let me help you. In my opinion, she made that plea bargain a year ago. She bought that house a year ago with the plea bargain in place. And she's been talking to them for a year. She's given up everybody during the past year. What? She's in a $1 million estate that can be seen with drones and helicopters and airplanes. And they're, gosh, oh, gee, there she is. Why don't we arrest her now? No. They knew where she was. They've known where she was. She was traveling on a U.S. passport. She knew when she went in and out. They knew everything. And they probably met with her a year ago and said, all right, listen, I want you to give up everybody. And then we'll negotiate the prison term. But let's sit here for a year and work this out. They've known where she is. They've known who she is. They've had the plea deal in their sights for a year. That's what I promise you we're going to find out. And then they make this stage show of arresting her and putting her in prison and not letting her go. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'll bet you anything that that's what the case is. Because we all sort of knew where she was a year ago. I mean, you and I knew it from the Daily Mail. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have a lot of show coming up for you. I'm live tonight, live. We have the best time on Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. across the country on WPHT in Philadelphia and KFBK in Sacramento. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888 688-9258. Ha! It's a big show. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather. A bit more active in the tropics tonight. Starting first in the eastern Pacific with three different features that may develop. The Atlantic Basin still quiet and should be for the next 10 days, except right along the Carolina coast. We mentioned the deep trough that is parked along the Gulf Coast tonight, dumping heavy rain to start the week. Heaviest rains as far north as Shreveport, Tupelo, Birmingham, Atlanta, and Columbia. And the chance of development continues to improve, according to the National Hurricane Center, but not for the Gulf Coast at all. No, a new low will develop as that trough gets shoved inland, and that low eventually pops back into the Atlantic midweek. That's the place to worry about. And the thinking is that that low gets in the warmer Gulf Stream, more positive environment for development, and we could get a tropical event out of the deal. Driving parallel to the U.S. coastline, pushing wind and rain inland late week. We'll be watching that possibility for sure. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologists or the local NWS office online, or drop me an email at bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, I have to talk to him. John, stop saying check with your local meteorologist. Many of us do not have a local meteorologist, but bigjohnweather@gmail, bigjohnweather@gmail, he'll give you a custom forecast for your house. He'll tell you if your ceiling's going to drip from humidity. He'll tell you if your bathtub is going to rain on your living room, which is a whole different kind of rain than at the strip club that you go to that you don't tell your wife. An entirely different situation. bigjohnweather@gmail.com, and he will send you a custom forecast. If you're running a retail store, if you're going to go on vacation, why not get a custom forecast? I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Oh, my gosh, everybody who calls in tonight has a chance to win an actual fish from Velo Hool's fish farm. Velo Hool has a fish farm. He has real fish, and he will send one to you. What do other radio shows do? Nothing. They do nothing. Not a thing. Nothing. It's 37 past the hour. And at this time of year, you and I think about sending our kids to camp. Whenever any of my peers, people my age, talk about camp, they have this glow that they loved it. It was a fantastic experience. They were in a great cabin. They met lifelong friends, or they went to some specialty camp, theater camp, art camp, finger painting camp, fishing camp. They always had something wonderful. Or Oberlin. Oh, my God. The really smart kids in my high school in Maplewood, New Jersey, went to Oberlin. And that was a music camp. You had to audition to get into camp. Can you imagine having to audition to get into camp? I just had to pick my nose to get into camp. I said to my parents, all right, I want to go to Boy Scout camp. And they were thrilled because my dad had been an Eagle Scout. He loved being an Eagle Scout. The greatest achievement in his life was being a Boy Scout. Now, from my perspective, the greatest achievement of his life was creating and operating amusement parks, managing repurposed technology from aliens in Roswell, and operating a big resort in Pennsylvania. But to him, the greatest achievement was Boy Scout camp. I went to Boy Scout camp. I go to Boy Scout camp. I'm 13 years old. And I'm looking around at this camp. I was in Northwest Jersey. I'm looking around at this camp. And it's like, you know, a big parking lot and a big dining hall and a lot of things having to do with ropes. Now, I have to explain to you how I was as a 13-year-old. As a 13-year-old, I was 6 feet tall. I was 150 pounds, and I had zero coordination. None. And I'm left-handed and flat-footed, and I have an accessory navicular. An accessory navicular. If you have an accessory navicular, you know this very special level of hell. Look it up. I have a radio show to do. You can look up medical data. I go to this camp, and now the first thing they tell us to do is stand in line over the loudspeaker. We're all supposed to stand in line in alphabetical order. Okay. So far, not so much fun. We get in line in alphabetical order. And I'm looking around. I don't know anybody. I figured kids from my Boy Scout troop would be there, my high school, or my community. I know nobody. Not a soul. I'm standing in line. And it's like, I realize this is a paramilitary organization. And I am not inclined to paramilitary organizational things. I don't have that kind of mind. I do not have a stand-in-line mind. That's not how my mind works. There I am, 13, stand in line. All right, why am I supposed to stand in line? Because we're going to file in one by one into the medical facility for the greatest horror possible for a 13-year-old. We're going to have the hernia check. Now, I can't describe to you in any detail what the hernia check was, but imagine the most embarrassing thing possible. There in this room with a nurse, this 400-year-old doctor, who I can't imagine he viewed this as the peak of his career. I can't imagine that he said, you know, I'm going to go to medical school to do hernia checks on people going to camp. But there is this old guy with a mustache. I'll never forget his mustache. This old guy with a mustache who gave 400 guys a hernia check. That's how my camp experience started. Now we're done with the horror of hernia check. If you want to feel instantly homesick, go to a strange place and get a hernia check. Instantly, you'll want to go home. Now my parents are gone. They're long gone. And remember, boys and girls, this was before cell phones. This was before computers. There was no way for me to contact civilization or even a fire station with the park services. I am stuck there with these idiots. Now we go to dinner, and it's where I discovered the phrase mystery meat. I'm sitting there with, 400 guys in a loud hall. Everybody's making all this noise, and they think it's funny. I'm also one of these kids to this day. I can't deal with large groups of guys making a lot of noise. That's why I don't go to a baseball game or a football game. Like, what is that? If I'm going to watch a game, I'm going to sit in a well air-conditioned room, and I'm going to watch it without any distraction. The last thing I want is people jumping around me with beer, pouring beer down my back. But the true test is when we were done with dinner, where I had to go to sleep in Boy Scout camp. That was the true test. I will share that with you in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The name of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is Sterling on Sunday.
Well, I'm sorry to say that there is a dramatic rise in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations. It's really alarming. You realize that half of the states in the nation, including some of the largest, most populous states, have increased caseloads. Even the governor of Texas, they're strongly advocating wearing face masks. Well, how do you keep your family and yourself safe? Beyond face masks, one of the biggest carriers of bacteria and virus, you ready for this? It's your cell phone. There's a product called the Clean Phone. And it uses UVC light technology. That's the same technology used in hospitals to keep our first responders safe. You can sanitize your phone, earbuds, jewelry, credit cards, even car keys in minutes, killing 99.9% of the bacteria and viruses, well, that are on your phone or your keys. Now, what do? You just put it in this beautiful little box. No fluids, no cleaning fluids. You just put it in this box, put the top on, and at about 2 minutes later, your phone has no bacteria and no viruses. Right now, the Clean Phone, that's the product's name, the Clean Phone comes with free two-day shipping. To get that, all you have to do is add the promo code WALTER in the drop-down menu. The promo code WALTER. Plus, you can add KN95 face masks to your order. Those are the ones used in hospitals. We all need to defend ourselves and our family against the increasing COVID infection rates. Go to thenewdealshop.com and purchase the Clean Phone. That's the name of the product, the Clean Phone. Go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com, and order the Clean Phone, thenewdealshop.com. Use the promo code WALTER and you get free shipping.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. I'm talking about when I went to camp when I was 13. It was traumatic. There was nothing good about it. How about for you? When you went to camp, were those wonderful warm stories or was it horrible? Horrible. I had my hernia test, and then we had to go to bed. All right. Now, I didn't know where we were sleeping. What I had heard from other kids about camp was they were in cabins, little houses, maybe with a potbelly stove, some running water. Here's a wacky idea. Some running water. I don't know. But that's what I thought I was going to find. I thought I was going to go to a little cabin. Here's where I went. I went to a platform. There was a wooden platform that was pretty well rotted out. You know, one of that gray wood that's been out in the rain a long time. in the woods, surrounded by other wooden platforms. And slowly over the course of an hour, older Boy Scouts, scout leaders, they showed up with canvas tarps, and they put up a cover over these canvas platforms, and they made a tent, a permanent tent, a tent with a base, a tent with a wooden platform. There were four of us in each tent, except for some of the tents had five. So there were four people, bunk beds, two bunk beds. That's who was in the tent. So we were in the woods. There was no way to keep out the bears. We were in the woods. Oh, and about the bears, they told us, don't have any food in the tent. The bears will find you. You can make a fire behind your tent, marshmallows and all, that's okay. But don't have any real smelly, stinky food in your tent. Okay. Well, now I'm lying there in the woods. And it's like 10:30 at night. I'm scared out of my mind. I am lying there scared. I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey, where the scariest thing that happened is if they forgot to pick up the trash on Wednesday. Every now and then on Wednesdays, they forget to pick up the trash. That was the scariest thing. That was it. Nothing else bad happened to us. Now I'm in the woods. I'm in the woods with bears and raccoons and skunks. Skunks. I had never run into a real skunk. But at one point in the night, all of a sudden, it stank to high heaven. It stank like crazy. And sure enough, every single night at this Boy Scout camp, a skunk would get annoyed and would make his or her annoyance known to all of us. It was horrible because we were in the skunk's home. It wasn't like, you know, they were down the road 20 miles. They were 20 feet from these tents. All right. That's what happened every night. Skunks would visit. I'd be lying out in the middle of the woods, afraid. All the other kids were afraid. Then they'd start telling terrible stories. And they'd start playing pranks. So one of the first things they said to me, some of the kids said, hey, Sterling, you're left-handed?
Yes.
Okay, we need you to help us.
Okay.
Go get us a left-handed smoke shifter.
What?
A left-handed smoke shifter. Okay, and I'd start looking around and asking people for a left-handed smoke shifter. And then I'd come back and report that I couldn't find one. And they'd all double over in laughter. All right, this is the first time I was the victim of mean pranks. It gets worse. The next day, day two at this camp, I encountered what to this day is the most frightening thing imaginable. And oddly, my current much younger wife is also terrified of this. You're thinking snakes? No, not snakes. Snakes, I understand. Raccoons, they were all over the place. They were eating up. They ate more than we did. Your bad camp stories. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Give Phil something to do. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. We're sharing bad camp stories. Your horror of going to summer camp. Because, again, most kids that I know, either I never heard their camp stories, or they said it was wonderful. You know, they were in these air-conditioned cabins. They had made lifelong friends. They were at theater camp. They were all summer. They were making plays. All summer they were pretending to be on TV. All summer they were auditioning for Broadway. I'm at this miserable, stinking camp in North Jersey with open tents on wooden platforms, the most disgusting oatmeal for breakfast, and it all started with a hernia inspection by a 900-year-old doctor who said, cough! It was a bad experience. But the worst part of this experience is the next day, they said to us, all right, time for the afternoon swim. After lunch, you were supposed to go for a swim. What do you mean I'm supposed to go for a swim? I'm starting to walk around the tents, the dining hall, the mess area, the gravel parking lot, and I'm looking for the pool. because I had only swum in a backyard pool or the Mount Kimble pool in Morristown, New Jersey. Big Olympic-sized pools. They were great. I loved those pools. I wasn't afraid of swimming or of pools. I couldn't find the pool at this camp. I'm like, where do we go swimming? What do we do? And there, down there, at the bottom of the hill, is the most horrific thing I have ever seen. To this day, I am traumatized at the sight of this. There is a lake and a pier and those buoys. I can still see the buoys. Those buoys haunt me. 2 a.m, I wake up shaking, sweating, because I see those buoys. When I realize that those buoys do not support anything, they don't support a guppy. I go down to the lake, and I can't see the bottom of the lake. And they want me to go to the end of the pier and jump in.
Well, how deep is it?
Magic 8-ball. Answer unclear. No one knows how deep it is. Well, can I touch the bottom? Depends how tall you are. You know, all that Jocko stupid humor I had to deal with. Well, I couldn't go in that lake. And to this day, there's few things as horrific to me as the bottom of the lake. If I can't see the bottom of the lake, I am not going in there. Every now and then my feet would kind of touch it and have that moss on the rocks, that disgusting moss. And there, was that a fish that just touched me? Was that a sunfish? Did a sunfish just go by? I was terrified of sunfish, perch, bass. Those things scared me. Forget about the sharks. That was the most terrifying thing. That was the most terrifying thing I had to deal with. What did I do? I did the only thing that a 14-year-old manly kid could do. Every time it was time for a swim, I hid. I hid in the woods. I hid in my tent. Were you traumatized by camp? To this day, I am traumatized by camp. Here's my phone number. We can share. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. You're anonymous. No one will know that at 14 you were a wuss like me. But here's the one good thing that came out of it that gave me great pleasure to this day, but was in fact worse for me than anything else. The worst thing possible. There was one good thing. There was a little snack bar. My parents had given me, you know, a couple bucks for snacks. There was one good thing. There was a refrigerator in the snack bar, and in it had a gourmet treat that changed my life, because I never knew this was possible. It never had occurred to me to take advantage of this. There in this freezer, I look there and I'm like, oh, look, there's all this candy in this freezer. And there, from heaven, was a Reese's peanut butter cup, frozen. Frozen Reese's peanut butter cups. And I'm like, oh my God. That changed my perspective on candy for the rest of my life. A frozen Reese's peanut butter cup. That was the only thing that was good that I got out of camp. Yeah, I'm a diabetic now, but at least I got a Reese's peanut butter cup. Tell me your camp experiences. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, wrapping up the holiday weekend. We're dealing with some locally heavy rainfall and lots of heat looking ahead. The only watches tonight are for the Dakotas with severe thunderstorms, but lots of other areas now settling down. Like WMAL in D.C. had severe thunderstorm warnings earlier and marine warnings along the Florida Atlantic coast. Plus, red flag warnings continue for fire weather danger out west in the Great Basin and for Utah and Colorado. No more flooding rains in California right now. Air quality alerts in the Midwest. So, what's your weather tomorrow? No needed rain for those western wildfires and too much rain for the east. especially the southeast. A deep trough of low pressure is pushing back on shore Monday with tropical downpours from East Texas all the way to South Carolina, plus some embedded thunder included. Not worried about the tropical part of this big rainmaker, but more worried about flash flooding. There's also rain in the central Appalachians up to New York City, and severe weather continues on the northern plains tomorrow, pushing moderate rains into the western lakes. Rest of the Great Lakes should be dry, and now we're going to deal with summer heat. That Omega heat ridge we talked about last weekend, that will reappear starting tomorrow into Texas. Plus, we've got some tropical news, and that's leading off our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio. Happy 4th.
This edition of the usual edition is made possible by Algae is as good as steak. Vegetarian steak for the brave. And now, award-winning broadcast journalist Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. You look quite lovely today, Ms. Shabazz.
Me too alert, me too alert. We must have a pure workplace, free of innuendo or gender-specific compliments or anything having to do with the name Ed.
I will recuse myself to a DJ booth and play oldies. Forgive me.
Now we go to the hard news. The tacky Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested this week in the sacred state of New Hampshire. She was the alleged procurer of young women for the long-dead Jeffrey Epstein. With a report is the often off-mic James Pajama O'Brien, a blind reporter.
We believe in giving everyone a fair shake. Here's what Ghislaine's father, a famous newspaper publisher, said at one point in his life. He died mysteriously, and his company's money moved around, like conga dancers in spring, on a massage table. Listen to this investor type.
Significant assets of their pension fund had been lent or transferred to private companies controlled by Robert Maxwell, apparently without due authority.
Now, I suppose for people like me, if the pension ceased, it would be a considerable blow.
This edition of the usual edition is brought to you commercial-free by Sweetheart Soap. When you miss references to the 50s, it's Sweetheart Soap. And by Good Humor Cherry Pops. They don't make them anymore, but boy, that was some special afternoon with Susan. And by listeners like you who dance alone in darkness, wearing their Birkenstocks. Thanks for keeping the usual edition commercial-free.
We are so blessed to be commercial-free. Now we go to our tiny desk in Brazil for this musical insight.
I am in Brazil, Randy. It's always festive in Brazil.
Oh my, that certainly hit a horrible note. I'm exhausted. Too much enterprise reporting. Are there any mini quiches left? Oh yeah, save that one, please. Yeah, save that.
The usual edition is made possible by a gift from pompous asses like you.
All right, 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about our camp experiences, our summer camp experiences. Mine was horrible. My feet had to touch the bottom of the lake. That was the worst thing that I ever experienced as a 14-year-old. And an 80-year-old doctor gave me a hernia inspection. 888-688-WALT. Sue, listening on WPHT. Hello, Sue.
Hey, that was funny.
Thank God you think it's funny, doctor. Because if you don't think it's funny, my kids don't go to college.
Well, you know, I had a similar experience as far as the accommodations in my camp when I was a kid. And, you know, it was like a tent on top of a, you know, a wooden, like a wooden floor type thing. And this was in Ohio. It was in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. It was called Hiram House Camp. And I had two other siblings that were at camp at the same time that I was. And they cried every day because they were homesick. But I cried when it was time to go home because I enjoyed it.
Now, I know Chagrin Falls, and I know about those camps. And I forgot to mention the fact that I cried every day. I was homesick out of my mind. The only good news was that I had frozen Reese's peanut butter cups, which was a discovery. It was a major discovery, like, you know, an obscure band in the 90s. Why didn't you cry, Sue? Why didn't you cry?
Because I was having a good time. I was getting to do stuff that I didn't get to do at home. You know, riding horses, you know. Well, fishing I didn't particularly care for because you had to put a worm on a hook. I didn't want to have anything to do with that, you know.
No. You want to know a funny story? I'll tell you a funny story real quick. Grandma lives near Chagrin Falls. And therefore, my middle one said, I want to learn to ride horses. And she went to a stable in Chagrin Falls, a big stable in Chagrin Falls. And she did it once. And do you know, can you guess why she didn't do it again?
No, I'm afraid to guess.
Because she found out that the princess just couldn't ride the horse. The princess also had to clean the stall.
Oh, God.
Did you have to clean the stall?
No, we didn't clean any stalls. Yeah, that was one good thing. You know, the other weird thing was we had these powdered eggs for breakfast.
Yes.
It's disgusting, you know, I guess. Yes, but, like, yes. At the time, that was something different, so I thought it was cool.
You sound like, thank you very much for the call. You sound like an ideal daughter, Sue. She tried powdered eggs. She tried horseback riding. My children are not like that at all. My children, I had to beg the 8-year-old to eat a rib. Would you just try the rib? She had never seen one before. It terrified her. And of course, she tried it, and it was terrific. And I've got Vic Ferrari coming up in seconds, who has New York City cop stories about the 4th of July and fireworks. And I want to ask a real cop, a retired one, about this shenanigans, about defunding. I mean, if there was ever a bigger joke. Vic Ferrari coming up in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Tragedy in the Fish Room. I'll tell my tale of woe later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Believe it or not, the biggest carrier of COVID-19 infections might be right in your pocket. Your cell phone. Where does your cell phone go all day? It goes right next to your mouth. You hand your phone to somebody, say, sure, you can use my phone. It goes right next to their mouth. Your kids play video games on it all day. They hand it to their friends who play video games on it all day. It's a mess. The way to get rid of the virus is it's not with some liquid, not rubbing it with a cloth. No, no. All you have to do is put it in a box. And the name of the box is the Clean Phone. The Clean Phone. You put it in a box called the Clean Phone. And what do you get? A clean phone. How? It uses UVC light technology, the same technology used in hospitals to keep our first responders safe. You can sanitize your phone, earbuds, jewelry, credit cards, even car and house keys in minutes, killing 99.9% of the bacteria and viruses. Right now, the Clean Phone comes with a free 2-day shipping. This is a beautiful box. It is well made. It'll look nice on your counter. All you do is you put your phone in there. 2 minutes later, you take it out. 99.9% of the bacteria and viruses are gone. A nice box. It's not some cheesy thing. It's sturdy, well-made. You can put it in your office or the counter of your kitchen. Everybody can use it. And it only takes 2 minutes to get rid of the viruses and the bacteria on your phone. It's spectacular. We all need to defend ourselves and our family against the increasing COVID infection rates. Here's where you get it. Go to thenewdealshop.com. That's thenewdealshop.com. Purchase the Clean Phone box right now. Go to thenewdealshop.com and order the Clean Phone. The Clean Phone. thenewdealshop.com. Use the promo code WALTER from the drop-down menu. and you get free shipping.
Sterling on Sunday.
I love CBDistillery.com. Why? Because it relieves my pain. Do you have pain? I want you to go like this. Do you feel any pain in your body? Odds are it can go away by using CB Distillery products, CBDistillery.com products. These are products made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant. You put it on your joints, or you take one of the capsules if you're tense, and the pain and the tension is removed quickly. That's my experience. I can't promise it for you, but the odds are good if it took it away for me. I'm very fussy. It'll happen for you. Go to CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter. They have salves, ointments, creams, pills, capsules, whatever form you want your CBD products in, they've got it at CBDistillery.com and any dosage you want. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
All right, 19 past the hour, 19 past the hour with Sterling on Sunday. I am live with you in the car, in the 18-wheeler. This is our special time. It's the sweet spot in the ride. It's when we're like sort of halfway between where we left and where we have to get to. And you know where there's a great cup of coffee coming up. I love this time of night. The moon's out. The stars are just out. This is the best time of day. And there's an intimacy. There's a profound relationship that takes place right now. And only you and I have it. Television can't do this. The newspaper can't do this. It's just us. I have a favor to ask of you. It's an important favor. There's a reason I need you to do this. I have never once said to you, go to my website and like us. I'm asking you to do that. I'd like you to please go to Walter M. Sterling, to the Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook, and like us. You want to write a review? Great. You want to give me one star and say it sucks? That's fine. But like it, Walter M. Sterling, on the Facebook. Please do that for me. There's a reason. I'll explain it to you soon. Now, what else did I have to do? Oh, this is a good chance for you to do the following. I love getting photographs from you. I love it when you take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now and send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. Take out that expensive, overpriced phone you have or the phone that Obama gave you. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at, and then during the week, I post it on the Facebook page. I've had spectacular photos, really great photos, especially from police officers on duty. I am amazed and flattered every time I get a photo from a police officer on duty. That is the highest praise. There's Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. Hello, Vic.
Hi, Walter. How are you?
Vic, I know you wrote this great book about stories from the NYPD. What's the name of the book?
Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
And how many years were you in the Auto Crime Division?
I did 10 out of my 20 years there. I was a detective.
You got a 20-year pension?
I do.
Nice. Tell me, from your perspective, about the shenanigans about the defunding, what do you think that could possibly do?
It's crazy. It's going to lead to total chaos. It's ridiculous. I mean, they don't want citizens to have firearms. Now they're going to try to take the police or the police's tools or the police's ability to defend people. I mean, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Forgetting about the money, they want to defund it by $1.5 billion, which leaves them with about $6.5 billion in New York City. But people underestimate just how big New York City is. That still leaves a certain number of police covering 10 million people in the city. 10 million people live in New York City. Here's the thing. Forget about the trouble of who you're going to call and all of that. There's a bigger issue, in my opinion. See what you think about this. Retired police detective Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, is talking to you and me. And you can talk to Vic, a real cop, at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Here's what I view as the bigger issue. Throughout our lives, there has never been enough money for any police department. They always say, we need more money, we need more money, we need more money. We need more equipment. You know, in Parma, Ohio, they got a tank from the military. I don't know what they're going to do in Parma, Ohio with a tank except crush a business that's making bad sausages. I don't know what they're going to do. But all our lives we've heard we need more money, our police need more money. Okay, I got it. Now we say you can cut out $1.5 billion, no sweat. Cut out $1.5 billion from New York City Police Department budget, no sweat. What that does, the optics of that are horrible. I mean, in our capitalistic society, we equate wealth with respect, a lot of money with respect. And now we're announcing we have no respect for the police. I've heard nobody say, oh, and the police have given this input, and they've studied their budgets, and they can cut $1.5 billion out. I didn't hear that conversation. Did you?
No, they didn't consult with the police. They didn't consult with the chiefs, the police commissioner, the rank and file. They're just, you know, they're winging it.
Where are they going to cut that money from in New York City? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Well, from what I've been told, and, you know, most of my friends and family are retired, so I'm going off of guys that I know that still have active members. They're disbanding a lot of the units. So equipment for these units would no longer be needed. They're probably going to cut back on vehicles. They're probably going to put more cops on foot. They're probably going to slash the overtime, which, you know, it's in theory, that sounds like a great idea. Well, you know, these guys shouldn't be making that much overtime. And, okay, that's fine. But when, you know, a fixer posts or when someone needs, you know, a security detail parked outside of their house or to guard witnesses, and that's not there, it's just the disintegration of our society.
I believe that it's the worst signal possible. And then you throw in the fact that now everybody's wearing masks. So if you want to commit a robbery, you are sanctioned to be wearing a mask.
Yep, and, you're 100% right.
Yeah, it's like all of this is crazy and disturbing to me. I wanted to ask you about a number of things with the New York City Police. How does this – see, I know – I talked to a bunch of cops when de Blasio got to be mayor, and this is what they all said to me. I said, gee, I'm a little worried about how things are going to go with de Blasio as mayor. And they all said the same thing to me, which was – don't worry about it. Nothing's going to change. Everything's going to be fine. And I believed them, and it was true until today. Now everything's changing. And what worries me is that there are situations and times when you're going to want a lot of New York City police. And what outside of New York City, it's hard to imagine. New York City cops are the coolest cops in America. These are already the most sensitive cops in America. Do you remember that horrific footage back from last January of two different situations where police were thrown water on them? They were thrown water on them by kids in the street. Adults in the street threw water on uniformed cops on duty. And I figured the next thing I would see in the video was those cops walking up to them and arresting them. And instead, the cops just sort of walked away. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? If I threw water on a cop, I'd be arrested immediately. I'm sure of that. Did you see that video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
How would you have reacted?
In my time?
Yeah.
Would have been on the floor and in cuffs.
Yeah. So they're already very sensitive. They also have a more interesting relationship with the public. In every city in America, if a reporter goes up to a police officer, the reporter will say, you have to talk to my public information officer. In New York City, any cop or detective can talk to the press. They have been trained how to talk to the press. They've been given rules to talk to. They're already the coolest cops in the world. So I really Don't know how much more sensitive they can get. All right, what else do I need to know? Tell me a fireworks story.
You want to hear a fireworks story? Okay. When I was a kid growing up in the Bronx in the early 80s, it was like the Wild West of fireworks. It was so out of control, you would have mobsters standing on Canal Street in Little Italy holding 30-gallon garbage bags with lit cigars hanging out of their mouths, yelling like the beer guy at Yankee Stadium, Roman candles here, M80s, blockbusters. So when I was a kid, there was a mailman in my neighborhood who used to sell fireworks illegally out of his garage. So every day after work, the guy would come home in his mailman outfit, and there'd be, you know, 14-year-old boys hanging around his house. He'd go inside, and you could buy anything off this guy right out of his garage, cherry bombs, M80s, rocket launchers, you name it, the guy had it. So fast forward a couple of years later, I'm a cop, and, you know, the great Rudy Giuliani is running New York City, and Rudy, being a former federal prosecutor, wants to put a dent in the mafia's control of the illegal fireworks trade. So the NYPD starts sending teams of detectives to places like Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, where fireworks are legal, but we could go up there and monitor the fireworks distributors. So if a car or truck with New York plates would pull up, we would run the plate. If it came back to the five boroughs, we'd follow them back, and once they hit, you know, the city limits, we'd lock them up. Now, we weren't going to lock up some guy with his kid and a couple of bags of fireworks. We're talking about trucks and... So anyway, we're up there.
Well, wait, Vic.
Okay.
Isn't it amazing that in Pennsylvania and Ohio you can go into a supermarket and buy fireworks? I want to hear the end of this story coming up in just seconds. Hold on, I want to hear the end of the story in moments. I'm Walter Sterling. This is only a
test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, a bit more active in the tropics tonight, starting first in the eastern Pacific with three different features that may develop. The Atlantic Basin still quiet and should be for the next 10 days, except right along the Carolina coast. We mentioned the deep trough that is parked along the Gulf Coast tonight, dumping heavy rain to start the week. Heaviest rains as far north as Shreveport, Tupelo, Birmingham, Atlanta, and Columbia. And the chance of development continues to improve, according to the National Hurricane Center, but not for the Gulf Coast at all. No, a new low will develop as that trough gets shoved inland, and that low eventually pops back into the Atlantic midweek. That's the place to worry about. And the thinking is that that low gets in the warmer Gulf Stream, more positive environment for development, and we could get a tropical event out of the deal. Driving parallel to the U.S. coastline, pushing wind and rain inland late week. We'll be watching that possibility for sure. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologists or the local NWS office online, or drop me an email at bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, do me a favor. Go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, please, and like it. There's a reason. I haven't asked you to do that before. It's not because I care if you like it. I just need you to do that. Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Just click like. Do that for me, please. I'd appreciate it. And it's time for your Sterling snaps. Take a look at whatever you're looking at. Take a picture of it with your overpriced cell phone. And then email it to me at waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. And I will post it at some point during the week on the Facebook page, and we will have this important shared experience. Communal, like 1968. Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. You were telling us a great story about fireworks and the bizarre way that our country handles fireworks. Some states it's legal. Some states only sparklers are legal. Some states it's completely illegal. Well, now you were dealing with the border problems in the state of New York, where, as best I can tell, most things are completely illegal.
True. Very true. So I'm working... One weekend, I'm working with this guy we used to call Cancer because he killed more people than cancer. And we're up in Pennsylvania, and we're parked across the street from a friendly fireworks emporium in a motel parking lot. Well, the owner of the fireworks place comes running into the motel parking lot. He starts screaming at us. He's calling. He hates us. We're ruining his business. Giuliani is ruining his business. And, I mean, what could I say? He's right, but I'm up there to do a job. So he's debating with us I'm looking with binoculars into the parking lot, and these two Goombas right out of Jersey Shore Central Casting with New York plates roll up. So they go inside, and the next thing you know, they pull open the doors of their minivan, and they got the back seats taken out, and they start loading pallets of fireworks in there. And I'm talking a couple of dollars, or I'm talking thousands of dollars. So run the plate. The van comes back to Bayside, New York, which is in Queens, and we drive away from the guy that's yelling at us. We start following him, and we're coming into the city, and the plan was to lock him up over by Yankee Stadium, but with our luck, you got the Jersey traffic coming over the Deegan, and you also got Yankee Stadium letting out, so it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. So, all right, let's try to pull them over. They take off. So now we're chasing this minivan filled with fireworks, and the guy jumps up on the shoulder. He gets pinned. He's got nowhere to go, right? So we get right up on his bumper. My partner and I jump out. We kind of slide over. I slide over on the passenger side. My partner slides over on the driver's side. The guy rolls down the window. He's got a lit cigarette hanging out of his mouth. I was like, are you frigging kidding me? So we pulled him out of the car. And these were meaty guys. I mean, these guys were like real big weightlifters. So it took two sets of cuffs to get their arms behind his shoulders. But something like about $3,000 or $4,000 worth of fireworks, which, I mean, is a drop in the bucket in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, that's what they wanted us to do, and that's what we did.
What'd you do with the fireworks?
Oh, we shot them off in the parking lot. No.
There you go.
No. They get vouchered, and they go out to Rodman's Neck where the bomb squad is, and a couple of times a year you'll hear these loud explosions over by Co-op City, and that's when they're blowing off the fireworks.
What do you do with the when you seize marijuana?
That gets vouchered. It goes to the lab, and then same thing. There's an incinerator somewhere in upstate New York, which is a very closely guarded secret. When cases are disposed of, they go up there with trucks and emergency service and machine guns and everything, and they do a controlled burn somewhere in upstate New York.
What do you do with cocaine?
Same thing.
And heroin?
Yep. Same thing goes up there. Now, I don't know how true this is now, but supposedly the illegal firearms get dumped in the Long Island Sound.
That would make sense. That would make sense. There's Vic Ferrari. What's the name of your book?
Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
Vic Ferrari, retired detective, NYPD. Thank you very much for your service, sir. I appreciate you being on Sterling on Sunday. Thanks very much, Vic. All right, our number is 888-688-WALT. James Copeland is in the middle of New Mexico in an RV. Is that right, James?
I am, and I am in a beautiful RV park north of Albuquerque and having a great time living the full-time RV life.
How would you define a beautiful RV park?
A little single RV space has your own adobe picnic table shelter. It's all painted in, like, New Mexico style. And we just had a wonderful sunset and just a beautiful evening.
And how did you spend the 4th?
So, I spent the first 4th of my life where I, one, did not set off fireworks, and two, did not hear fireworks. And while that's a little disappointing for me personally, it was beautiful. There was no cell signal. I was in the middle of a canyon near Jemez Springs in New Mexico, and it was another gorgeous evening.
The reason why you and I are talking to James Copeland is because he's an incredibly talented, very new to the career radio producer, and he has mad skills, and therefore we have to keep an eye on him because he's a threat to all of us. He can do any job, and who needs that? Therefore, we have to keep an eye on James Copeland. All the production you hear, the Usual Edition, the Drive-Thru Brew, everything that elevates this show to a higher level, James Copeland puts together, and I'm incredibly grateful. But now James is living in an RV. I know for a fact he's been offered real jobs at big radio companies. He turned them down to live in this RV, which was from the 1970s and needed to be rebuilt. How bad was the condition when you bought this RV?
It was certainly usable, but the fact that the roof was sagging down pretty considerably and, you know, chunks of it were falling inside was probably an indication that the roof did need to be rebuilt. But now it is a head-turner. People are always commenting on it, and I can't even fill up gas anymore without having to have a lengthy conversation. So any gas stop is going to be at least half an hour. But, you know, the big thing about full-time RVing, I will say, is the people. You know, it's so many people you meet, like a lady I just met in a gas station while I was buying cookies, the state cookie of New Mexico, by the way, it was the Disco Zito, I think. She has like a radio station or something. So I'm like, how does this happen? But it's New Mexico and we're having fun.
And the condition of the RV now, how much work have you done on it? How much more work do you have to do on it? Because we need to keep track of this.
Yes, you do. So we have done a little over a year of work on a new paint job, new roof, gone through the engine. And the most recent issue that we're running into is a cooling issue. But I think we figured that out with a new thermostat that I have on cooling. So the radiator, you know, the engine temperature will get quite high. And, you know, we are in the middle of the desert, so, you know, not surprising. But I do have that one, I think, figured out. But the most recent one is the refrigerator, because the refrigerator runs on AC like a regular fridge or propane. So it's a very like finicky system, and the one I have is not the original one. It's a newer model, but it's not really cooling quite the best. So I've been troubleshooting it, but it's still kind of a mystery.
If it doesn't cool, if it doesn't keep your refrigerated items at 40, they will go bad.
It will. And so what I did is temporarily I was at a wonderful place in Albuquerque called Surplus City, and I got a little mini fridge, and I put it underneath the dinette. It's like a 1970s mini fridge, and I'm running that off of solar power right now. So fantastic. I found a temporary solution.
Because you don't want to get listeria.
I don't want to get listeria.
Because you have a small bathroom on that device.
Yeah, you know, the holding tank is only does 30 gallons for underneath the toilet, so I need to take that into consideration when, you know, thinking about refrigeration.
Speaking of odd toilets, I have binge-watched Below Deck Mediterranean this week. Have you ever seen Below Deck Mediterranean?
I have not.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
Okay. There are these super yachts in the Mediterranean with super hot crews that wear very tight-fitting clothes. And people willing to spend $100,000 for a couple days on a yacht and be taken through the Mediterranean, show up at these yachts, and they get a couple days in the Mediterranean. But it costs them like $100,000. They show up, and then the shenanigans with the crew is what the show is about. They shoot everything that the crew does. Now, remember, these are huge yachts. And what's interesting is the people who come on the yacht, the customers, the passengers, you're watching them, you're like, these people did not save up for these trips. It's not like they saved up to go to Disney World. These are people looking for ways to spend their money. These people have so much crazy money, they're looking for ways. And then they're on with a crew that's making $20 an hour. The dynamics are fascinating. And then to see how the captain disciplines the hot crew is pretty good Bravo programming. It's on Bravo. The control room for this show, because I was technically fascinated by it, the control room for this show is inside one of the staterooms in the yacht. So they're shooting everything on the yacht. They are practically editing on the fly on the yacht. And it's like, whoa, wow. And they shoot everything except when the crew goes to the bathroom. It's the only thing they won't shoot.
No, that sounds great. That sounds like a very interesting show. Maybe someone needs to do a reality show about RV life.
Would you be willing to volunteer for that?
Well, I have some 1970s tube cameras, so maybe we'll make it happen.
Are they color matched?
No, they're not color. They're black and white.
Please share with everybody the name of the video that you have up on YouTube that has 2.2 million views.
So that one is the Wawa 2C.
the Wawa Tutsi
YouTube channel.
And it was pulled off of which TV show?
So it was called The Low Budget Late Show, and it was actually aired at, you know, Sundays at 5 p.m., so that wasn't really late. But we had some fun on a low-power local TV station, just out of high school kids running a TV show. So it was exactly what you might expect, except it's probably not.
2.2 million views for a version of the Wawa Tutsi. James Copeland, very exciting for you to be exposed on network radio this way. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. It's 48 past the hour, and I've got an amazing story about Louisiana coming up for you in just seconds.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Tragedy in the Fish Room. I'll tell my tale of woe later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You know about CBD products. I'm Walter Sterling, and I have found that CBD products help me. CBD products are made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, and they help relieve pain and anxiety. They are legal. You don't need a prescription. These are purified, and they have served hundreds of thousands of customers at CBDistillery.com. I learned that where I get my CBD products matters. I get mine from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. This is a company dedicated to making products from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. These are legal. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a doctor. You just need to get them if you want to get rid of your pain right away. In my experience, when I put CBD products on my joints, on my feet, the pain went away instantly. Might take 2 or 3 minutes for you. Look at the website right now, please, and you will be stunned at the array of products and how beautifully they are packaged. More importantly, you can get them in almost any dose you could imagine. CBD products in almost any dose you could imagine. You're not going to find that at the cart in the mall or for some guy in the street who's selling incense. This is CBDistillery.com. They have new capsules out to help you relax, relief and relax, relief and relax, because these are troubled times. CBDistillery.com. If you enter the promo code Walter, the promo code Walter, you will get a very significant discount. A very significant discount. And you know what else? I will get credit for sharing this valuable information with you. We both win. You win, your pain goes away, you get a discount. I win because I get credit for sharing the information and my kid goes to college. CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
How are you? It's good to talk to you. This is the best part of my week. I do this show every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. On the East Coast. On the West Coast, it's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on KFBK and important stations in Spokane. Great to be with you. Sterling on Sunday. I have two requests. Send me a photo. Whatever you're looking at now, take out your cell phone, take a picture of it, and email it to me, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling, at Gmail. Take the picture, send it to me, and I'll post it on Facebook at some time this week, Walter M. Sterling. It seems to be very popular. People are loving this. I'm getting so many emails about, we love these pictures, thank you very much. It's a great communal experience. And you and I need a communal experience since we are midnight misfits and nobody likes us. This is the only way we find friends. And number two, I've never asked you for this before. It is important. It is an important favor. Go to Walter M. Sterling on Facebook and click like. I need likes. I don't personally need likes. I could care less if you like me. Just like you could care less if anybody likes you because we're misfits. We don't fit in. That's the whole point. But in the business model, it's important to me to get likes. So please go there, look around. You'll see things on my Facebook page you don't see anyplace else, and click like. How hard could this be? When you go to look at your kids to see what they're doing in high school and in college, go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page and look around. It's not hard. But I'd appreciate it. I really would. And I thank you for doing that. I thank you for doing that. A couple years ago, let me tell you a story. I was about 38 years old, see. And I was at a convention in New Orleans. Now, that's a bad place. It's a bad place to be at a convention. If you're not from New Orleans, it's designed to get you. It's designed for the devil's pitchfork to get you in the butt. That is why it exists. If you're from there, it's a beautiful city. It's like any other city. There's no devil's pitchfork. But let me tell you, if you go visiting there, every square inch is haunted. Every square inch is terrifying. You go out at 1 in the morning, it's like, whoa. I was down there at a convention. Now, I'm not meant to go to conventions, because in order to be successful at a convention, you must be pleasant to people you either don't know or don't like. And this convention, like all radio conventions, was filled with people who I did not know and did not like. There they were, all in one convention center. I'm there, I'm walking around, I'm like, I had a day and a half to kill because of the airplane schedules, I couldn't leave early. I'm like, wonder what I can do. One of the things that had always fascinated me, and I'll bet you there are places in America like this for you. I always looked at that boot in Louisiana, the map of Louisiana. There was that boot. At the end of the boot, there was a toe in that boot. New Orleans, I looked on the map, is only 30 miles from that toe. It's a fairly short drive to the end of Louisiana. And I'm fascinated by the very end of things. I'll go to trains. I'll go to the end of the train line. I'm fascinated by the end of the train line. I want to see what the end of the last stop looks like. I want to see where it stops and sits and smokes and breathes. Whenever a train gets to the end of the line, it sits there and it goes, It breathes, because they're alive. You know they're alive, right? Well, I'm thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rent a car, and I'm going to drive to the end of Louisiana. That seems to be a much better thing than hanging around with a bunch of drunks at a radio convention explaining how they taught Marconi everything he knew. That's what happens at radio conventions. They all teach Marconi everything he knew. The reason we're here is because I taught Marconi how to build a radio. I will tell you what I found at the end of the boot in Louisiana in just seconds. Send me that photo, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. It's Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, wrapping up the holiday weekend. We're dealing with some locally heavy rainfall and lots of heat looking ahead. The only watches tonight are for the Dakotas with severe thunderstorms, but lots of other areas now settling down. Like WMAL in D.C. had severe thunderstorm warnings earlier and marine warnings along the Florida Atlantic coast. Plus, red flag warnings continue for fire weather danger out west in the Great Basin and for Utah and Colorado. No more flooding rains in California right now. Air quality alerts in the Midwest. So, what's your weather tomorrow? No needed rain for those western wildfires and too much rain for the east, especially the southeast. A deep trough of low pressure is pushing back onshore Monday with tropical downpours from East Texas all the way to South Carolina, plus some embedded thunder included. Not worried about the tropical part of this big rainmaker, but more worried about flash flooding. There's also rain in the central Appalachians up to New York City, and severe weather continues on the northern plains tomorrow, pushing moderate rains into the western lakes. Rest of the Great Lakes should be dry, and now we're going to deal with summer heat. That Omega heat ridge we talked about last weekend, that will reappear starting tomorrow into Texas. Plus, we've got some tropical news, and that's leading off our next report. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio. Happy 4th.
This edition of the usual edition is made possible by Algae is as good as steak. Vegetarian steak for the brave. And now, award-winning broadcast journalist Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. You look quite lovely today, Ms. Shabazz.
Me too alert, me too alert. We must have a pure workplace, free of innuendo or gender-specific compliments or anything having to do with the name Ed.
I will recuse myself to a DJ booth and play oldies. Forgive me.
Now we go to the hard news. The tacky Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested this week in the sacred state of New Hampshire. She was the alleged procurer of young women for the long-dead Jeffrey Epstein. With a report is the often-off-mic James Pajama O'Brien, a blind reporter.
We believe in giving everyone a fair shake. Here's what Ghislaine's father, a famous newspaper publisher, said at one point in his life. He died mysteriously, and his company's money moved around, like conga dancers in spring on a massage table. Listen to this investor type.
Significant assets of their pension fund had been lent or transferred to private companies controlled by Robert Maxwell, apparently without due authority.
Now, I suppose for people like me, if the pension ceased, it would be a considerable blow.
This edition of the usual edition is brought to you commercial-free by Sweetheart Soap. When you miss references to the 50s, it's Sweetheart Soap. And by Good Humor Cherry Pops. They don't make them anymore, but boy, that was some special afternoon with Susan. And by listeners like you who dance alone in darkness, wearing their Birkenstocks. Thanks for keeping the usual edition commercial-free.
We are so blessed to be commercial-free. Now we go to our tiny desk in Brazil for this musical insight.
I am in Brazil, Randy. It's always festive in Brazil.
Oh, my. That certainly hit a horrible note. I'm exhausted. Too much enterprise reporting. Are there any mini quiches left? Oh, yeah. Save that one, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, save that.
The usual edition is made possible by a gift from pompous asses like you.
All right, I'd like you to go to my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, and like it. Walter M. Sterling. Like my Facebook page. I don't care if you like me or my show, but I'm asking you for this favor. You're getting the show for free. All I ask is go to the page and click like. There's a business reason for this. I don't think it's all that bright a reason, but it's important to me. And then, for fun, take a look at what you're looking at and take a picture of it. You're a midnight misfit. I want to see what misfits look at 11 past the hour on a Sunday night going into Monday. You and I are not normal people. Normal people do not listen to the radio at this time on this day. Right there, we're special. We're unique. And all the people who have told you throughout your life, why don't you work, you know, a normal job? Why don't you do normal things? But I am most productive between now and 6 in the morning. That's when I get the most done, and I enjoy it because I don't do well with distractions. The great authoress, Joyce Carol Oates, who wrote the book Them and went to Syracuse University, where my precious daughter will be going, she said the greatest destroyer of the imagination is not a lack of ideas, it's people interrupting. Nothing will ruin writing a book more than people interrupting. Or, for example, whoever writes the script for The Usual Edition, what an incredibly imaginative task that must be. If they're interrupted at any time, everything is lost. I was talking about going to the boot of the state of Louisiana, the phenomena and the experience I had driving to the boot of the state of Louisiana. You know what I'm talking about. You know how it makes a boot, the state makes a boot? Well, there's an end. That boot has an ending. And I wondered, what did it look like? What was there? And I'll tell you what was there coming up in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Tragedy in the Fish Room. I'll tell my tale of woe later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and a couple months ago, I was tired of the pain in my joints, in my thumb, and in my feet. And I'd heard about CBD products. I went online, I looked for CBD products, and I ordered a bottle. And I didn't realize at the time that I was ordering it from CBDistillery.com. I got the bottle. I put the salve, the ointment, on my thumbs, and the pain went away instantly. That's what happened for me. The pain went away instantly. And I went, well, where did I get that from? And it was CBDistillery.com. I said to our sales weasels, I said, you have to get this company as an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday so I can talk about it every show, because this is spectacular. This is a product that actually works. And the miracle of all times, the sales department actually did it. And here we are talking about it. CBDistillery.com is a company dedicated to creating great products by extracting them from the hemp plant. That's the marijuana plant, the hemp plant, the cannabis plant. They extract the products and they distill it into liquid, pills, salves, capsules, sticks, whatever you can imagine from CBD products, that's what they make in all strengths. So if you just need a little strength, they have that. If you need more help, they have that. CBDistillery.com. Here's the best part. You enter the promo code Walter. You enter the promo code Walter, you'll get a significant discount, a big discount, and it makes it very reasonable to get rid of your pain. Please go to CBDistillery.com, enter the promo code Walter. You will find a great product, a new one called Relax, and the Relax helps you relax. It's a capsule, a gel cap. You pop it in, you relax. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter M. Sterling, and it's great that the President of the United States has now announced that we should wear masks. But any mask won't do. The cute one with the cat that your grandmother made for you, that isn't going to do it. What you and I need is the KN95 mask. The KN95 masks. The KN95 masks are the ones that our first responders wear in hospitals, that doctors wear, nurses wear, the KN95. Well, where the heck do you get these? You don't get those at, you know, the local drugstore. Where you get them is the newdealshop.com. It's a great company with a great online store called thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. The KN95 masks, you can order many of them at once. You have a supply of them, and it helps you to be prepared and to stay well. Thenewdealshop.com. Use the promo code Walter at the drop-down box for free shipping.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
It is a treat to be with you, isn't it? Isn't it spectacular for you to spend time with me? Here we are in the 18-wheeler, the 4-wheeler, coming back from the shore, the lake, the mountains. Oh, we can't do any of that. Oh, well. I was telling you about the fact that I was at a convention in New Orleans. And at this convention in New Orleans, I sat there one day. I said, you know, I'm really done. I don't have to do anything. I was on a panel. I'm done speaking. I'm not going to sit in anyone else's panel. I might get bad ideas. And instead, I'm looking at the airplane schedules, and I can't get out of there. It was either sold out or it was some reason. And I looked on I said, well, what else can I do? I've always been fascinated by certain places in America because of their geography. I wanted to see them just because. What's that place look like? And one of those places was the end of the road in Louisiana. What does the end of the road in Louisiana look like? Now, I'm in New Orleans. I'm already spooked and scared out of my mind because that's a very scary place if you didn't grow up there. I look on a map because this was back in the time of paper maps. It wasn't that long ago. And I rented a car. And I said, all right, I'm going to drive this road. There was a road from New Orleans to the end of Louisiana. Not two roads, one. I went, all right. It was Route 23. Route 23 in Louisiana. Now, this was a road unlike anything I had seen in Jersey or California. There's no road like this in Jersey or California. It's a two-lane road. And I start to drive it. And I'm in New Orleans. And now I'm in a suburb of New Orleans. And now I'm in the middle of nowhere. And as I'm driving, I see shacks along the side of the road, people selling guns, and lots of places selling fireworks. Lots of places selling fireworks because it's very legal and highly encouraged in New Orleans. And as I'm driving, I realize that the shrubbery, the reeds, the bamboo around me was getting higher and higher and higher. And I'm surrounded by bamboo that had to be at least 20 feet high, weeds that had to be 20 feet high. And every now and then I catch a glimpse of where these reeds are coming from. And I realize that I am driving underwater. I am deep in the bayou of Louisiana. And like much of New Orleans and much of southern Louisiana, it is below sea level. I am below sea level. And I'm looking on either side, and I'm like, there are dikes and dams put up. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Lots of fireworks places, lots of places saying bullets and bait. I could buy worms and small fish and bullets. That seemed to be the key, but there was nothing for a mile between each thing. I am in the middle of nowhere. Before cell phones. I think it was before cell phones. But I'm there, and it's spooky, and it's noon. It's spooky at noon. And I don't care what month it is in New Orleans and in Louisiana. It's 100 degrees. It's always 100 degrees. The minute I get to New Orleans, I want to always do the same thing, which is to buy the lightest weight seersucker suit possible because that is the only thing that makes sense. I want to be like a southern lawyer the minute I arrive there. But I saw something before I got to the end of the road. I saw something that to me, and it's a 4th of July weekend, that to me sums up America better than anything else. The great thing about America is we have the greatest tolerance for incongruity of any country in the world. We are more happy to put two things together that make no sense than any country in the world. Completely illogical marriages happen. There I see a sign. And it says, Cantonese food and Cajun ribs. That's all it says. It says, Cantonese food and Cajun ribs. I'm like, oh my gosh, what the hell is this? I'm deep in the bayou of Louisiana. It's 100 degrees and Cantonese food and Cajun ribs. And there, off the road, 50 feet beyond the road, through the woods, I see a pagoda-shaped building in the Louisiana Bayou. There's a pagoda-shaped building. It is red and white. The frame of the building is red. The building is white, and it has the curved edges on the roof of a pagoda. I'm like, well, I have to try this. I have to have Cantonese food in the Louisiana Bayou. It was lunchtime. Why not? I get out, and I go in, and I sit down, and of course I'm the only person there, which adds to my horror and terror. It was a sweet place, but it's still terrifying. I sit down. The waiter comes to me, happened to be Asian, says to me, do you want ribs? Do you want Cajun ribs or spring roll. I went, I'll have the spring roll. Brings me spring roll, soup, chop suey, okay. Mushu pork, fine. And it was great. But no other country besides ours would have Cantonese food and Cajun ribs in the middle of the Louisiana Bayou underwater. I'm below sea level getting served Chinese food in Louisiana, 100-degree temperature, on Route 23. It's Route 23 in Louisiana. Okay, now I'm done with lunch. Hold on a second. Let me see something. Yeah, Route 23. So now I get in my car, and I'm going to keep going down till I reach the end of Route 23. And again, I keep going lower and lower below sea level. And now there's nothing. There's no more pagoda. There's no gas station. If I ran out of gas there, I'd be in deep trouble. But I needed to see what was at the end of Route 23 in Louisiana. I wanted to see what was there because it's a key piece of geography on the map. Every kid is fascinated by the Louisiana boot or the Florida panhandle. These are the things that we gravitate toward, right? Okay. Well, now I get to the end of the road. And it was really interesting. Now, the end of the road was below water. I could see the water. Now I'm out beyond the dikes and the docks and everything that was protecting the road. Now the road is going into the water. It's like a boat slip. And in fact, the end of the road is covered with a wood shack that was a boathouse, and people could pull in their boats in there. So that's where the road and the water met. You could pull in your boat. You could drive your car to the end. You could put your boat into the water there, and you'd be in the bayou and in the Gulf Coast, and you'd be able to fish or get killed by alligators. But at some point in time, somebody said, you know, we need to put a building here for boats. Somebody decided to build a shack to cover up the end of the road, to make it into a boat slip. Somebody decided to pay for it. Somebody had to get the wood and design it and build it. And it had to be 70 years old. And no one was around. Those are the things that fascinate me. It was covered over with trees and moss and the kind of trees you would imagine, those moss willow trees. Those were hanging over this, and that's what's at the end of the road. The end of the road of Louisiana is framed with a very old wooden shack that looks like a boathouse, but it could also be a car garage. Either way, it married the two forces that control Louisiana, the water and the roads, Route 23 in Louisiana. Cantonese food or Cajun ribs. That sign, to me, sums up America. That's who we are. We're nuts. I promise you, in France, it doesn't say anything like that on any road sign. In France, it just says, go away, Americans. Please leave. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you love this show? Are we having a good time? I didn't say, do you love me? I mean, this is a great show because we are not trapped in the hell of having to scream at the Democrats. You want to scream at the Democrats? You're welcome to it. It's fine, but we don't have to do it. It's Sunday night. We get together so that we can go like this about thinking about going to work or the third shift or the first shift or coming back from a four-day weekend. I'm going to talk about four-day weekends in just seconds because they're very special for people like us, for Midnight Misfits, people who don't fit in. The four-day weekends are unusual for us because, unlike most people, when they're alone on a four-day weekend, they're miserable. We're thrilled. I am thrilled. There's nothing happier for me than a four-day weekend completely alone. Now, I have a favor to ask of you. Please go to my Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, and click that you like it. Would you do that for me, please? You're not wasting money like some radio operations. This is free. Go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, click that you like it, and I appreciate that. It makes a difference. And what else have I got for you? Oh, I need a Sterling Snap from you. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at, send it to me, love to see it, and we will put it on the Facebook page. And then the other thing I must promote, oh my God, if I don't promote it, 4,000 salespeople are furious. I put out a podcast every week. It's called Midnight Misfit. I spell it wrong because we're misfits, M-I-D-N-I-T-E, Midnight Misfits, Midnight Misfits. And you can get it at Apple iTunes or radio.com or wherever you eat your quality podcasts. They're all available for you. And listen to it, download it. I don't get credit for anything unless you download it because of the strangest system I have ever seen in my life. But we're having a good time. And I say things on the podcast I cannot say on the radio. Isn't that worth something to you? Isn't that an important thing for you? All right, let's talk. We're live, 888-688-WALT. Coming up in seconds, Velo Hool and the Fish Report.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, a bit more active in the tropics tonight, starting first in the eastern Pacific with three different features that may develop. The Atlantic Basin still quiet and should be for the next 10 days, except right along the Carolina coast. We mentioned the deep trough that is parked along the Gulf Coast tonight, dumping heavy rain to start the week. Heaviest rains as far north as Shreveport, Tupelo, Birmingham, Atlanta, and Columbia. And the chance of development continues to improve, according to the National Hurricane Center, but not for the Gulf Coast at all. No, a new low will develop as that trough gets shoved inland, and that low eventually pops back into the Atlantic midweek. That's the place to worry about. And the thinking is that that low gets in the warmer Gulf Stream, more positive environment for development, and we could get a tropical event out of the deal. Driving parallel to the U.S. coastline, pushing wind and rain inland late week. We'll be watching that possibility for sure. You got it? Always check with your local meteorologists or the local NWS office online, or drop me an email at bigjohnweather@gmail.com. bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
In my fish room, I have 30 aquariums, many of them filled with prize-winning and beautiful guppies. Well, one of my aquariums began to go sideways this week. All of a sudden, I started to lose fish. So I swapped out over half of the water and put in some medicine, filled up the aquarium again. And yes, sadly, I continue to lose fish. So I have now changed out the filter. A lot of the professional guppy breeders use either a box filter or a sponge filter. And I use sort of a hybrid between the sponge and between the box filter. It works really, really well for me. But for whatever reason, there was a problem with this aquarium. So I pulled out a new filter. I went and I added filter media to the bottom chamber and I put it in. And hopefully over the coming days, the death and mayhem and carnage in this aquarium will go away. Wish there was some way I could stop it now. But that sometimes is the pain of being a semi-professional fish breeder. From the Fish Room, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Anybody who's ever had tropical fish, you know it doesn't end well. And I believe most of us, especially if we're not married, go through a period where we have tropical fish. We're going to commit, dig in, and if we're particularly insane, we will do saltwater fish. At one point in my life, I had two big 30-gallon tanks of tropical fish. And I was fascinated by the ones that glowed in the dark and the ones that looked threatening in some way. I preferred the ones that looked very frightening. Here's what happened. I haven't told this story in a long time, but I've got to tell you this story. I was living in a fancy co-op in New York City, see, a 100-year-old co-op. And these were, I was very lucky, and these were big apartments, and the people who lived there all had lived there for over 100 years. Everybody lived there was over 100 years. The Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz, Margaret Hamilton, had lived in my apartment for many years. No, don't worry, she had moved out and then I moved into it. But I developed this fondness for fish. I was fascinated by fish. I got 2 30-gallon tanks. Now, I have to tell you this story. One day, I'm in the elevator, and this elderly, unpleasant woman who lived right below me, I said, "How are you today?" She's in the elevator with me. She says, "Well, nothing has come down on me today." I said, "What do you mean?" "The water. No water came down on us today." Like, what? What water? What do you mean water has come down? Well, I said, "Show me what you're talking about." She takes me into her apartment. I look up at the ceiling in one of the bedrooms. The entire plaster had given away. I'm looking at the floorboards of my apartment above her bedroom. But it was underneath my bathroom. The shower works in the wall was leaking inside the wall down to her bathroom. And I felt very bad. I said, "Why didn't you tell me?" I, you know, she didn't have an answer as to why she didn't tell me. I wish she had told me. Maybe she told the building 100 times. There was much concern over whose insurance would cover it. Nobody knew how, you know, if the building was going to cover it, I was going to cover it, she was supposed to pay for it. Nobody knew. But I'm not kidding. This wasn't one little leak. The entire 10x12 ceiling had been knocked away. Heavy plaster had fallen down into the bedroom. I felt terrible for her, right? I felt really very bad. Okay. At some point in my life in the 80s, I was more eccentric than I am today. And I used to like to give parties. Nothing decadent, just parties. And one day in the summer, I decided, you know what we need? We need a beach party. I was going to have a beach party in my apartment. And what do? I bought a inflatable pool, a kid's inflatable pool. I put it where the dining room was, next to a window, filled it up with water, filled it up with ice, put in tons of beer, and there was our pool party. We had a pool party in my apartment on Gramercy Park in Manhattan. It was great. Problem. Now I had to empty the water from the pool. I'm on the 8th floor of the building. My windows overlook a courtyard. I'm right above that woman. Remember, I'm right above that woman. I'm like, well, I can't shovel out I can't bucket out the water, and it's too much water to do a thing into the. Then I thought, aha, I know what I will do. I will wait for it to rain, and then I will put a hose in, and I will siphon out the water outside my window, and it'll go down into the courtyard. I'll wait for the rain. Well, her big giant window was right below mine. And what I decided to do was stick the hose out the window and then let it siphon out into the courtyard below. It's an L-shaped apartment. I can look and see where did the hose go. Well, I put it out the window. It's raining. I start the siphoning. It's siphoning water out. It's siphoning water out. I go to the side to see where the hose, in fact, is. And it had gone directly into the open window of my neighbor below. I was siphoning water into her dining room. If she was home, she would have been up in 2 seconds. I don't think she was home, and that's why when she came home, she probably blamed herself for leaving the window open. And the rain coming in. That's what I hope happened. Okay. Everything's going fine. The door didn't knock. Nobody came to my door. I guess I hadn't siphoned the water into her dining room in a way that she noticed. I'm doing good. One day I come home. I'd been out for the morning, enjoyed the morning, read the New York Post, gotten a coffee, you know, all the things that made me happy that have been denied me for the past few years. really all it takes to make me happy, I swear to God, is a New York Post and a Dunkin' Donuts black coffee. That's all I need to be happy. I can't have that today. Now I come home, and I see there's my fish tank. And I'm like taking a quick look at the fish, and there are no fish. And then I realize there's no water. It's a 30-gallon tank, and there's no water. And what had happened is the pump had failed. And instead of pumping the air and da-da-da-da-da-da, the water backed up and came out through the hoses, the little hoses, onto the rug in my apartment. And it's a porous wood floor. It's no concrete here. It's a porous wood plank floor. And 30 gallons, 30 freaking gallons, had poured out of the tank, onto the carpet, and down to my neighbor's bedroom. That's when I gave up fish. I'm Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night, 44 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter M. Sterling, and it's time to fix the biggest virus spreader you own. It's time to get rid of the bacteria pit that you own, and that's your cell phone. Think about where your cell phone goes all day. You put it on the counter at a store. You hand it to a friend, your friend talks into it. You hand it to your kid plays video games on it, they hand it to their friends. It's filthy. Your cell phone is filthy. How do you clean it? I'd be terrified to wipe it with liquid. I can't put liquid on my phone. The minute I do that, it's ruined. The best way to clean a cell phone is with a product called the Clean Phone. This is a beautiful box. It's well made. All you do is you take your cell phone and you put it in this box. And 2 minutes later, it comes out with no viruses, no bacteria, 99.9% clean. How do they do that? They use UV light. You can sanitize your phone, your earbuds, jewelry, credit cards, even car and house keys in just minutes. Right now, the Clean Phone comes with free 2-day shipping just by adding my beautiful name, Walter, in the drop-down menu. Put in the code Walter, you get free 2-day shipping. 2-day shipping. We all need to defend ourselves and our family against the increasing COVID infection rates. Here's where you get it. Go to thenewdealshop.com. That's thenewdealshop.com. And purchase the Clean Phone now. Get one for your home, another one for your office, another one for your store, another one for your grandma. The name of this product is The Clean Phone. Be prepared. Stay well. TheNewDealShop.com. Use the code Walter in the drop-down box for free shipping.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chipotle's Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, let's you and I talk live on a Sunday night. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. That's 888-688-9258. There's nothing I enjoy more than you and I talking. There's a lot of shenanigans about the Me Too nonsense. And I am conflicted because I have three daughters. And what I've taught my three daughters is you are in charge. And if you want to be chairman of the board or you want to be the greatest painter, you have to make the decision to follow through on that and do it. And if some jerky guy is distracting you or being stupid, you kick him there or you call the police or you call his wife, but you're in charge. And you don't go to a hotel room alone. You don't get into a private jet alone. And when I told them and I gave them this little speech, they both looked at me like I was insane. We know that, Dad. We know that. And I believe they do. These are Jersey girls born in Manhattan. So these are tough kids. And I'm wasting time watching videos on YouTube. You know, I'm wasting time watching videos. And I see this one. And I'm like, I don't think this would be released today. This was the number one song. And I don't think this would be released today. Do you think this would be released today?
And we know the night is always going to be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.
If you get a chance, look at the video. There's no cheesier video. I'm sure the video wouldn't be released. But I don't think this song would be released. I don't think in the post-herpes, post-AIDS world, this would be released. And then this promotes free love, afternoon delight. You're supposed to be at work. You're not supposed to be flirting. I don't think this would be released today. What do you think? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I know you want to listen to it, so you can listen to it.
Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
No, there's no way that this would be released. Forget that it's stupid and silly and not sophisticated music, because, you know, you're very sophisticated. But the fact is, we're very serious about our love and commitment, and it wouldn't happen today. And it's tragic, because at some point, at work, in our life, shouldn't we be able to just flirt? Can't we just flirt? And can't I be working with people smart enough to say, get out of here? No, just don't bother me. Or to be delighted, because the number one reason that people fall in love is proximity. You're not near somebody, you're not going to fall in love with them.
Afternoon delight.
There, like a good 1958 disc jockey, I rode the gain. I rode the gain. The worst thing you can do. The worst thing you can do. But my number is 888-688-WALT. How do you feel about that? I don't think that song would ever make it today. Yeah, I know it's a cheesy and terrible song. I don't think it'd ever make it today. And at this, I was reminded of this because of that story about Ed Henry on Fox News, or the ultimate oxymoron, Fox News. I don't know the story. I don't know the details. You don't know the details, but I know this. The press release said that Ed Henry, who was on from 9 to 11 every morning, was no longer on because of inappropriate and not aggressive behavior, but inappropriate, like he meant it, behavior several years ago. And this was filed against Fox and him by a former employee's lawyer. What do you mean a former employee's lawyer? A former employee's relationship to a business is no different than your relationship to that business or mine. It's former. Just a guy on the street, a woman on the street. I can't imagine what he did. I don't care what he did. I thought he's a great anchor man. And he's been fired because of something that he may have done many years ago. How does that work? And that's the big Christian network. That's the big fly the flag, have Christian commentators on, a lot of people wearing their cross. And what happened? There was no forgiveness. It wasn't okay. I'm looking at that. How does anybody escape? This guy's 47, 48. He has two kids. He did this, quote, years ago. And I felt sad for him. Again, I may find out what he did and feel less sad. But I look at it and I'm like, enough. You know, enough. You've taken away my favorite anchorman. That's what it comes down to. He is my favorite anchorman. He was the one I liked. You know what's interesting about Fox News television? No matter what's going on in the White House, everything is fine. Everything's the way it's supposed to be. Don't pay no attention to this. Watch the puppet over here. Everything's fine. The other thing I love that press secretary. I love Trump's new press secretary. I don't care what she says. I care how funny she is, how attractive she is. Forgive me. How attractive she is. And how she just whips those reporters around. She just whoops them. And she's going through that book. She's going through her book of notes. Oh, my God. She's like a law student. Oh, she was a lawyer. She is a lawyer. Do you know who her husband is? Because the first thing I thought of was, what's going on with that home? What's going on in her home? I mean, she's in charge. She must be in charge at home. Oh, she's in charge at home. You want to know how we know? He's a minor league baseball player for Tampa. Minor league. Let me tell you, he needs to get to the majors tomorrow. If he wants to keep her, that press secretary for the White House, if he wants to keep her, he needs to get to the majors tomorrow. You want to go to my Facebook page and like it. Please like it. It's important to my business. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And then please send me a Sterling snap right now. Right now. Take out your camera. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at and email it to me. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And I'll post it on my Facebook page. Well, this was spectacular. Don't you enjoy this show? This is great. Love to hear about that. And if you hate the show, I'd love to hear about that more. And remember, please, that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.